This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a master's degree. What you don't hear is the courage it took to put goodness on hold for greatness, the sacrifice it took to substitute hobbies for homework, and the fight it took to keep going when settling seemed easy. You don't hear the kids that need attention, the boss that needs reports, the pressure that shapes this student into a success. So next time you look at a University of Phoenix degree, know, it's not as simple as it sounds. And that's why we rise. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Julie Johnson and Carrie Christensen with Marriage Rules, the Christian Way. We have a really amazing topic today, and that is we are going to be talking about how you can make money in your jammies. And at first, I was like, how can we apply this to marriage? Because we love to talk about women's issues and, of course, sex. And we always love to talk about marriage and all the rules according to that. And so making money in your jammies is certainly something that can apply, just because if you're home more, you're going to be able to devote more time to the priorities in your life. And especially your family, your husband, your marriage. So that's why I really love this topic. And a lot of people are in the corporate world. They have a job. They would like to be at home so they can spend that time with their kids, be a little bit more involved mom because they're in the home, but yet they are working as well. So it's a little bit probably more flexibility, and some people may find that to be, you know, they need more of a schedule and they need to get out of the house in order to be productive. But I think Bridget Brady, the internet goddess, is going to help us understand how to do this without a lot of stress and even how to be successful in this so we can improve our lives and our marriage, our relationships, and all that good stuff. So, but before we bring Bridget on, I wanted to talk to you first about our sponsor. So this week is brought to you by Power Marriage Academy, which I love that name. Have you ever had a marriage checkup to find out how your marriage is actually doing? Well, what if you can find out the health of your marriage and how to prevent marriage discord, disconnection, and even divorce? So get your free marriage checkup by going to empowermymarriage.com, and you will take a quick marriage assessment and then meet one-on-one with a marriage expert where you will personally find out the health of your marriage. Every marriage is different, but we do want it to be healthy and stay within the healthy levels, and how to experience more love, connection, passion, and fulfillment. And also with that, marriage can always change. So that's why we have these commercials. This is why this specific topic is going to be great for you, just because a lot of marriages from time to time are going to go off track. And it's all about bringing you back. We can always make a new choice, a new decision, and I think this is a really great program. So isn't it about time to find out the health of your marriage? Go to empowermymarriage.com. So I'm so excited to have Bridget Brady on our show today. We have Carrie Christensen, of course, is on the line. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hello.
And hi, Bridget. So, Carrie, do you have anything to say before we turn it over to Bridget?
Oh, of course I can. I think of lots of things to say, but I'm going to keep it brief. I'm really excited to have Bridget, as you shared, you know, well, how do we relate this to marriage? So many more women nowadays, because of the financial situation, the economy, whatever, are finding other jobs. And a lot of us women, me also, you, I know, we kind of work from our home base. So Bridget's topic, I love it, is how to make money in your jammies as women, as mothers, as wives, because of the technology that we have available to us. There's more and more flexibility to enable us to really have it all, make more money for our family, but yet be the wife, be the mother, be the woman that we want to be. And so I'm excited to have Bridget on our show today. And so I don't want to waste any more time. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts, and how to make money in our jammies. So, Bridget, hello and welcome.
Well, hi, Carrie and Julie. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Glad to have you.
Yes. So, Bridget, just give us – oh, Julie, you were going to interview –
oh, you know what? Oh, interviews. Oh, my goodness. I was just going to say that. I'm like, wait, Bridget, I haven't introduced you. I apologize. I had you on a different screen here. Had a little mom moment there with the brain cells going out. And it's been 13 years, but I still have lost these brain cells.
So you love live radio. We love it. It's live.
Yes, we love.
You never know what's going to happen. It's so exciting.
So right. True. Okay, so we do have Bridget Brady, of course. She is the internet goddess, which I have mentioned that. But let me just tell you a little bit about her so we can kind of follow along and let you know a little bit more about her. So Bridget has been in the information technology industry for 20 years, and she spent 7 of those years in New York working on Wall Street, so she knows what she's talking about. So after feeling trapped in corporate America, quote-unquote prison, and seeing no way out of the rat race, she was introduced to the possibility of owning her own internet business. So she started her own online business about 6 years ago, and it has literally changed her life. She went from working 60 to 80 hours a week in a cubicle, working to working in her jammies in her home office as many hours as she wants. So Bridget is also a singer and an actor, which I love that that aspect of things, and utilizes the freedom she's gained by owning her internet business to spend time doing the things she loves. So Bridget is passionate about teaching others how to create additional streams of income. I love it. And more time and money freedom by utilizing the internet, because the internet could be kind of scary and intimidating. It's not just about Facebook. It's so many other facets about it. And Bridget teaches specific tools and strategies for making money online, including affiliate marketing, niche marketing, and social and media marketing. And she has helped thousands of people earn money online as they work in their jammies, and she could teach you to do the same. So, Bridget, tell us how we can work in our jammies.
you say, isn't that enough? You said it all. That's my get started today. No, I'm just kidding. So, thank you for that lovely introduction, and just to kind of take a little step back and talk about that for a minute, I don't know if you've ever felt this way. I don't know if your listeners have ever felt this way. But, and don't get me wrong, I am not going to vilify having a job. There is nothing wrong with having a job. There are lots of things right about having a job. And when I had a job, I felt like a slave. I felt like a rat in a cage. I did not have the kind of freedom I enjoy today, and so I was looking for a way out. So if you're listening to this and you're looking for a way out of a job you don't love, or just a way to bring more money in the door for your family, one of my recommendations is utilizing the internet. And here's why. Because the internet lets you work in your PJs from your bedroom or from your home office, which I know we're going to talk about. I know we wanted to talk about that, how to best set up your home for success so that all the other distractions are minimized. But, I love the internet, and I've always said the internet is a gold mine if you know how to extract the gold. And I'm sure that many of you have heard this. Everyone's getting rich online, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, I'm making money, and I got rich, and I did this, and I did the other. And I've become really passionate after extracting myself from corporate American prison. I've become really passionate about helping other people do the same, particularly other women. Don't be offended, men. But one of my missions with my internet business is to empower women to change their financial future. And of course I work with men, and I love men. It's all good. And I know that, women as wives and mothers and just women in the world, it's really cool to have a way that we can spend time with our family and spend time with ourselves and still make a really great living. So there's the that's the full circle to making money in your jammies and why I chose the internet so that I could be home in my jammies.
I love it. And Bridget, I just want to share too, I worked in the corporate world for 13 plus years, little cubicles, you know, barely see the light of day, anywhere from 12, 16 hour days. And I really realized that working in that environment, it was not enhancing my feminine energy and my feminine power as a woman. And so if you could maybe even just address a little bit how working from home, as we women do, as we're starting to make this trend, how that really enhances us as women to keep our femininity and yet utilize our feminine power to its ultimate fullest capacity.
Ooh, that's a fantastic question, one that I've never been asked, so I love it. I know, woohoo! Well, gosh, you know, it's so interesting because when I started in corporate America back in the day, okay, if you can imagine, this was now like, we're talking about over 20 years ago, and I was working on Wall Street. And I feel like if there are men listening to this show, I don't want to offend them. And I have, you know, a commitment to being honest and transparent. It was such a boys' club. Back in the day, 20 years ago, I am here to tell you, I was almost always the only woman in the boardroom, in the meeting. I was almost always the only woman there. And I learned very early on, and that's why this is such an interesting question to me, and I'm just going to say it, I learned how to be a man. That's the truth. I learned how to be a man. And I learned to tuck away almost all of my feminine energy, honestly, and I learned how to kind of cultivate that testosterone-driven, you know, just get things done and get my business done, and there's no crying in baseball. Well, there's certainly no crying in corporate America, and there's certainly no crying on Wall Street. And so here's the good news. The good news is that I was able to take that masculine energy and that learning, and I was able to apply it in a really powerful way to my work-at-home business, to my days in my PJs. I was able to take all that and extract the bits that I wanted to extract, but now I get to balance it with all my yummy feminine energy, and I get to balance it with sleeping until I'm done sleeping. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, what time do you get up in the morning? And I do have like a general time, but most of the time it's when I'm done sleeping is when I get up in the morning. And, you know, and I work in my PJs. And so now I'm not in a suit anymore. Like, I mean, even right now, if you could see me, you'd laugh. I'm in my PJs. Like, I'm in a soft, cushy, coral-colored shirt and my, like, yummy sweatpants. You know, it's totally different. So it's an interesting question, but I feel like the answer is I've now found this really great balance between the two energies, and sort of some of that masculine energy helps me drive my business, and that feminine energy allows me to stay a little more connected with my heart, which I think ultimately helps me in the grand scheme of things.
I love it. And that's what I want our listeners as women to understand is there's a balance that has to be there, and I think that's why working from home in your jammies, we women will beat ourselves up. Like you, I sleep till I wake up. Well, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you setting an alarm, right? You got to get up and go to work. Well, that's a very masculine energy. But yet you've become very successful, and just the way you feel, the things you're able to accomplish are just so vastly different than working in that corporate America masculine energy. So I love that. So share with our listeners, like, as women, what are some of the things we can do as we work from home to really enhance that feminine energy and yet utilize the masculine energy that we need to get those things done in our business that need to get done? So just kind of share with us, how do you structure your business from home and work in your jammies and yet get the things done that need to get done?
Well, that's a great question. So one of my top tips, and I talk about this, I have a book coming out next month, Jobs to Jammies, and it's all about how to get out of your J-O-B and be a super successful work in your PJs entrepreneur. And I have, you know, a whole piece about how do you structure, how do you set up your home environment, and how do you structure your day. So this is one of my very favorite tips, which, and I heard this at a sales seminar, and I repurposed it. I borrowed it because I loved it. And that was the concept of, in business, working from home, swallow the frog. Now, what does that mean, you ask? Oh, I'd be happy to tell you. So that is the concept of doing the thing for your business that you most resist doing first thing in your day. Now, for everyone, that's different. For a lot of people, it's sales calls. For a lot of, because I, like you said during my lovely intro, which was so nice, I have literally now helped thousands of people work from home and make money in their PJs and specifically make money using the internet. So one of the things that I have found most people resist is making phone calls, is picking up the phone. So one of the things I teach people is you got to swallow the frog. Like if maybe that's it, maybe it's writing your blog. Maybe it's, you know, doing your social media marketing. Some people, I don't know why. For me, that's one of the easiest parts of my day is I spend 15 to 20 minutes a day, every day, you know, just posting and doing my social media marketing. Some people hate that. I don't know why. So first and foremost, swallow the frog. So find the piece of the puzzle in your business that you are not a fan of and do it first, because at the beginning of the day is when you have the most energy and you haven't been, nothing has broken you down yet. And so, and it's a masculine energy, right, that I love, just get it done. Just do that, whatever it is. I make 10 sales calls a day, or I do 20 minutes of social media marketing, or I write, you know, I write a blog every week, or whatever it is, get it done first. First thing, get up, eat, you know, go to the gym, eat your breakfast, you know, whatever, get the kids out the door, whatever it is that you have to do, and then sit down at your desk and do the thing that you most resist. Do that first. Does that help?
I love that.
Yeah.
And I've done that, you know, as Carrie and I are both, you know, we work at, I'm kind of all over the place. So I still do home and have an office and go travel and whatnot. And if I don't do the thing that I hate the most, which I'll, you know, most people, it's the sales calls. If I don't do those first, they will never get done. It's kind of like going to the gym. One time I get there, I love it and I don't want to leave and I'm there for an hour and a half. But just to get there, if I don't get up and do and be there within 20 minutes of waking up, it won't happen. And so I love that you put that on your list to do first, because it is so true, or whatever it may be for somebody else, is to do those things absolutely first. And then the rest of the day, in a way, and I'm sure you're going to mention this, I mean, it just goes a lot smoother.
Absolutely. Yeah, the rest of the day is easier. And then the rest of the day also, like if we are talking about masculine versus feminine energy, and it's funny you said go to the gym first thing in the morning, I do the same thing. And it's the same paradigm for me. If I don't go kind of before I even fully wake up, it doesn't happen. Like,
uh-huh.
I have got to just get up, roll out of bed, put my gym clothes on. By the time I walk over to my gym, that's when I'm finally awake. And I'm like, oh, I'm here. I guess I should work out. So, So I get that. And I feel like it's the same. You know, it's get that cup of coffee and sit down at your desk. This is another tip that I would love to add, is to have a specific workspace in your home that is only used for your business. Now, if you're, I'm a full-time entrepreneur, so I'm super grateful. I do not have a job. You know, it's I have 100% freedom, 100% autonomy. I'm finally like a real life entrepreneur, which is a realization I had. I've been an entrepreneur now, you know, part time for many years and then full time for 3 years. And it was about a year ago, I really, after I, you know, not had a job and was making my living for 2 years without a job, just from my house in my PJs, I had the really cool realization. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a real life entrepreneur. Like, I actually am doing this, you know, and so I was like, I should write a book. but one of the other things that I tell people is, you know, especially if you're a full-time entrepreneur or if you can manage it, ideally have a room, an office. Like a separate room. That's what I have in my home. A one room that is, it's only my office. That's it. And it helps me stay focused on my business. And then it also helps me, you know, again, masculine, feminine. When I'm out of my office, I'm out of my office. I'm not, you know, all, you know, my office isn't in like sitting in the corner somewhere, or my office isn't on my dining room table. My office isn't on my couch, on my end table. You know, my office is my office. So I get my coffee, I sit down, I swallow the frog, I do my work. You know, when my work is done, I'm done. You know, I leave my office and I'm done. And now it's time to, you know, spend time with people I love and go sit in the hot tub and, you know, enjoy a glass of wine or whatever I'm doing. But, you know, that's, I have a nice segregation. So if it's possible to have a separate room, that would be ideal. Now, I realize, I'm sure so many of you are like, really, Bridget? That's not going to happen. If you can't have a separate room, delineate, make a separate space somewhere. That even if it's the tiniest little desk and a little chair, you know, and your phone and your computer, that is your office. And you can even get those screens, like those separator screens. This is what I used to do before I had a separate office. Have a little separator screen. So you have a little piece of your living room or a piece of your dining room that is your office. So that's another little tip that can help that balance in your business, but also help that balance between masculine and feminine energy. Like, when are you really in your business and when are you in your home with your family?
Oh, that's a great tip. I've been challenged with that myself lately, because if you have and you're constantly seeing your workspace and it's like there, as women, we're very good at multitasking, and we feel distracted. Oh, I got to work on my business. Oh, wait, my kids. Oh, wait, my husband. Oh, wait, the house. Oh, the laundry, oh, the dishes, oh, wait, my business, my clients, right? To really segregate that out, I think, is so important. Like you said, it's probably one of those key things when you're working from home to separate the business from your home and your personal life.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
Absolutely. Awesome.
What's another? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Did you ask me another question?
No, I was just saying, no, that was great. So
yeah,
that is, you have to have an area separate so you can turn off the work mode and go on to the mom role or the wife role. So
yes, absolutely.
Awesome. So yeah, Bridget, another tip as we work from home in our jammies.
Okay, so another tip is, I would say, find a business or, you know, what, and here's the thing, there's actually not as many as I'd like to see, but there are opportunities now to even have a job that is remote access that allows you to work from home. So that is one possibility. Another thing I would really recommend, if, you know, again, if you're like, I'd like to work from home in my PJs, is find a business that's congruent with you and with what you enjoy and with what you love, and because it'll make it so much easier to business. So the reason I say that is because there are, and you guys know this, there are some serious bumps in the road when you own your own business. There is some serious, it's not easy to be an entrepreneur. Now, I love it because I work at home in my PJs. And most mornings, I sleep until I'm done sleeping. And you know what I mean? Like, I get to spend, I'm so excited. My sister's getting married and in a couple weeks. And I'm flying out to Colorado tomorrow to be with my family for 2 weeks. And I'm going to go to my sister's bachelorette party, and I'm going to help her with her, you know, dress and the bustle and the fitting. And I'm going to her wedding. And I didn't have to ask anyone's permission to get time off. And you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to. Like, I just said, yep, I'm, you know, done and done. So those, you know, being an entrepreneur is not easy, but it comes with great reward. So back to the tip, find something that's congruent with you in terms of a business, because when the going gets tough, the going is going to get tough. I'm going to promise you that right now. And I am not a negative person. I am positive panda. And it's going to get hard. So find something that you are passionate about. You know, for me, the internet made a lot of sense to me. I knew it was expanding. I'm a fan of the internet. And also, I really, really wanted that total freedom. There's a lot of home-based businesses and that are fantastic that are not actually home-based. It requires like a lot of out of the home. And for me, I wasn't interested in that. Like, I really wanted to have the total freedom to work from anywhere in the world, including my house and my PJs, or, you know, really anywhere, from the beach, from my family's house in Colorado. Like, I wanted the ability to work from anywhere, so I chose the internet. So I would say, when you're looking for a way to make money from home, find something that, you know, really feels good to you, that really feels like something you want to pursue, again, so that when it gets hard, you don't give up, or it'll be harder for you to give up, because you're like, no, I believe in this. I love this. I believe in this vision. I'm going to stick with it.
That's great. Great advice. And so, because we're kind of nearing the end a little bit, Bridget, but I know that you have, I believe, teleseminars where you help women get started, right? Because it's this big, it might be, yeah, I really am interested in doing this. How do I even start? Where do I even begin? So kind of share with us how you get women, or even some men that you work with, the elite few. The women,
the elite, yes.
You know, to making money in their jammies. Where can they go to get started, even going, oh, it's a great idea, but I have no much more information than that.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So go to my website, which is moreonlineincome.com, more, M-O-R-E, online, O-N-L-I-N-E, income, I-N-C-O-M-E, moreonlineincome.com. And there you can register for my free teleseminars. I do free teleseminars every month. They're 30 minutes, and exactly what you said, Carrie, they're informational teleseminars that will give you an idea of where to get started. So I will show you the tools I use. I'll show you the strategies that I personally use to make my living, and that'll give you a really great place to start. And beyond that, I also offer social media market training. I offer video marketing. I offer lots of different trainings. But everything is on my website, moreonlineincome.com. And when you enter your info there, you will also get my special report, The 5 Things You Must Know to Make Money Online. So you'll get a really cool report that talks about making money online, as well as access to my free teleseminars and access to some of the other trainings I do. So moreonlineincome.com has everything you need.
Oh, awesome. And then just quickly, you mentioned your book, Jobs to Jammies, that's coming out. So tell us a little bit about that book.
Yes, yes. So that book is really soup to nuts. I'm really proud of that book. I'm really excited. It's soup to nuts from why would you want to be an entrepreneur? where, you know, what are your options? Where do you start? And it goes through some abilities for making money, you know, from your jammies all the way through. It does talk a little bit about internet income. It talks a little bit about social media marketing. So it does, of course, it plays into my area of expertise in that way, but it's really all-encompassing from I have a job that I want to get out of to how do you simplify your life? How do you powerfully make that transition from your job into your jammies? And so you can, if you would like, that book comes out next month. And so I'm doing sort of advanced notice for anyone who wants, is interested in the book. I'm going to give a discount to everyone who gets on the list. So for that, you can go to jobstojammies.com, which is just jobs, J-O-B-S, to T-O, jammies, J-A-M-M-I-E-S, jobstojammies.com. You can get on the list for the advanced copy, the advanced notice, and I'm going to give everyone a screaming deal who, you know, who gets on the list for the advanced copy. So you can find out about that there, as well as, of course, it's listed on my main website, moreonlineincome.com.
Awesome. That's awesome. That is so exciting. Carrie, do you have any last words for us?
Yeah, I know our show's already over, and it's like you can tell Bridget just has so much information. She's vivacious. She's just fun, energetic. I just really want to thank you, Bridget, for being on our show, and I'd love to have you back because I know in a half hour there's not a whole lot of time to talk about these things. And so if you're open and willing, we'd love to have you back. And again, to go get her book or find out more about her, probably the best place to go is at moreonlineincome.com. Awesome. Great information. I even learned things, too, that I'm going to start applying as I work in my jammies from home. So thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome. Thank you guys so much. I would love to come back. It was such a pleasure. And truly, anyone who's listening, if you do want to, you know, create some freedom for yourself, please go to my website, moreonlineincome.com. Register for one of my free teleseminars. I'll show you all my secrets. You'll like it.
I love it. Thank you, Bridget. Wonderful. Well, thank you. And people, listeners, we are out of time, like Carrie had said. And just want to, again, remind you that this week's show was brought to you by Power Marriage Academy. And please go and find out the health of your marriage and how to prevent marriage discord, disconnection, and even divorce. So get your free marriage checkup, just like you do with your car or your health, by going to empowermymarriage.com. And that is our show for today. We will see you next week at the same time. And this is Marriage Rules, the Christian Way with Carrie and Julie. And go claim your divine feminine power. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a master's degree. What you don't hear is the courage it took to put goodness on hold for greatness. The sacrifice it took to substitute hobbies for homework, and the fight it took to keep going when settling seemed easy. You don't hear the kids that need attention, the boss that needs reports, the pressure that shapes this student into a success. So next time you look at a University of Phoenix degree, know it's not as simple as it sounds. And that's why we rise. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu.